Isn't it always Hammer Time?
Tapes?
Hey guys, it's me, Ted DiBiase, Ted Diabetes, you know, Million Dollar Man. Just calling, checking in because I just had some nachos Bel Grande with the chili on top, you know, with the Taco Bell. Good shit. That is some good shit. All right, I'm going to go do that finishing move that I did. I forget what it's called. Dope cheese.
Million Dollar Dream, Ted. How could you forget?
Yeah, how does Ted DiBiase from wrestling...
Ted Diabetes.
How does he call our show and forget his own finishing maneuver?
I don't know. But he didn't forget our phone number, which is 718-304-7856. It's a voicemail line. You can just leave a voicemail just like Ted did.
Right.
Or Brian.
Right.
Or I mean Ted, sorry.
It's Ted. It's not Brian. Not Brian, our friend. It's Ted.
No.
Speaking of Nachos Bel Grande.
It is Saturday.
High five to that.
Yeah.
Speaking of nachos.
Yeah.
And Bel Grande.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Bel Grande.
Yeah,
Bel Grande. Friend. What's the best finishing move in wrestling ever?
Wow.
Ever.
The Razor's Edge?
Good
just because of the name by Razor Ramon? I don't think the move is all that cool. Right?
But it oozes machismo.
It does. Ooze.
All right. I was going to say whatever Doink and Dink did. I don't think they really had a finishing move.
I think it was probably a cream pie to the face.
Oh.
That would be cool. Did they ever do that? I'm sure they did that.
I'm sure.
They're clowns. They kind of do that.
That's what they do. Were you scared of clowns?
Not really. I mean, there are some freaky clowns in the world, but I really wasn't scared of them. Like in Pee-wee.
All right.
The doctors are dressed up and that doctor pulls down the mask and he's got the clown makeup on, that's kind of freaky, but I wouldn't consider him a clown.
Is that because of the big clown he saw right after his bike got stolen?
I think so, yeah. Like, that was part of the dream sequence.
Do you remember that part where everybody's riding by in a bike?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Tim Burton...
Yeah, there is a show on, what is it?
ABC?
ABC, called Pushing Daisies, and... I think it's the best show on TV.
I'm going to say it's my new favorite show.
Yeah? You think it's better than Lost? Compare that to Lost. I know they're two different shows, but...
As far as entertainment value?
Yeah, which is more entertaining.
Hmm.
More bang for your buck, as they say.
All right.
Even
well,
though you're really not paying for it because
it's a free channel. But I do pay for cable.
True.
And I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I get an HD.
Love that HD.
You got to come over on Wednesday nights and watch that in HD.
I love that show.
All right, I'm going to say this.
Okay,
As of right now.
Right.
I'm going to say I still like Lost a little better.
Why?
Here's why. I'm more of a action, like, dramatic, science, sci-fi kind of guy.
Right.
That's all about Lost.
True.
This show is really, really funny, and it's got some really good dramatic moments, but it's really funny, and it makes me laugh. Like, as of right now,
right.
Lost. But look, it's like, you can see this, right?
Yeah,
you
I can see
my
that.
Hands?
I see your hands.
That's how close it is.
Yeah. Now, you said sci-fi when you said Lost.
Alright, go ahead.
Is that sci-fi? I think it's more fantasy, if anything.
You can call it a mythical adventure.
I'm gonna call it a mythical adventure, starring a lot of cool people. Because there's monsters, okay? It takes place modern times, right?
Maybe.
Okay. And I don't see any spaceships. I think it's the first thing that qualifies as a sci-fi.
Sci-fi Channel's going to pick it up, though.
Also, G4 is picking
G4.
It up. Yeah.
So they'll show it nonstop.
Which kind of bothers me. G4, do you see what they did to Cops?
I did.
Cops 2.0?
Oh, no.
I do not like that at all.
I don't like anything 2.0, and I really hate anything 1.5. I'm talking to you, X-Men.
I hate AOL 9.725.
Oh, my God. Remember that?
I remember that when they came.
I think I started with 6. You started with like 4. You were like the original AOL guy.
Well, no, AOL 1.0.
Started at 4.
Started at 4?
Yeah. You're like, let's just go right to 4.
Yeah. We got a voicemail on our line talking about AOL.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who invented Call It Up.
No
called
way.
Up, yeah, Steve Case.
He did?
Yeah, he called up. You wanna listen?
Yeah, let me hear that. Okay.
Snacks people, I love you guys. Listen to you every day. It's on Saturdays because I get it fresh, just like you guys. Steve Case, yeah, I invented AOL. We're up to AOL 16.7. I hope you downloaded it. I just sent a ton of those AOL CD-ROMs in the mail. I hope you like them. I heard they make great frisbees. Dope cheese.
Steve Case, I didn't know he listened to the show.
He's a big fan. You must check out our blogspot.
Yeah, iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
You know,
we can get all our old shows. They're all archives right there.
Some of our vidcasts, too.
We do vidcasts. I forgot to tell everyone about that.
You just did.
Oh, I just did. Vidcasts are videos that we do. We shoot them ourselves, and it's, you know, basically like promos for our show, I guess.
Yeah, I think.
But they're cool.
I'm going to call for, we need one for Halloween.
We definitely need one.
Which leads me to my show topic note here.
Ooh, we got
says,
show topic?
Show topic.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear to this party? We're going to for Halloween. Let me set it up first.
Okay.
Halloween,
mm-hmm.
You have to wear a costume. I don't know if you know this. It's American culture tradition.
I'm not familiar with this.
Somewhere in October, I don't know, towards the end.
Right.
People dress up like...
Demons.
Right, demons. Period. Demons.
Well,
and they go to parties.
This Halloween, I'm not going to be a demon like I was last year. And the years before. All the years before that.
Changing it up this year.
I'm changing it up. I'm buying a red hoodie. I have an E.T. doll I'm going to carry around with me. And I'm going to be Elliot from E.T. Which was on last night on TBS, I think.
It was on last night.
It was awesome. I love that movie.
It is very
I think that's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
Saying it?
I love
Second favorite movie?
Yeah, maybe. I love Pee-wee, too. Love Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
You like Pee-wee's Big Top?
No. Piece of garbage.
Come on, Talking Pigs?
I didn't... Yeah, it's called Babe, Joe.
Oh.
There's a better movie. It's called Babe. It's about a talking pig.
Alright, fine. You got me there.
What are you dressing up as?
I really wanted to be a stormtrooper. And Erica found an awesome website.
Mm-hmm.
It's the official Star Wars costume
website. Officially licensed by Lucas himself.
Right, so they cost more?
Right.
$80.
Whoa.
Deluxe suit, which means it's hard molded plastic.
Right.
Has a jumpsuit for underneath.
Wow.
And comes with a helmet.
Holy shit.
I'm just not big enough to wear it. It's for Star Wars fans.
Oh.
So it's like, you know.
Plus size.
Plus size.
Hmm.
The kid one's crap because it's just a jumpsuit. And wouldn't look very good, you know what I'm saying?
Do you watch HBO?
I don't get HBO.
Did you ever watch the show about the prostitutes?
I've heard of it. I've never watched the whole thing, but
okay, it's the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas.
Oh, that one. I thought you meant the other one where they're like in Atlantic City.
No.
Oh, the Bunny Ranch. I'm a big fan of that show.
Yeah, okay. There was a Star Wars it was at the end of the show, tail end of one of the shows. A Star Wars fan went to... It's like a huge prostitute fan, too. And
the best of both worlds,
right,
I guess.
Right. And wanted his prostitute. I feel so bad calling her a prostitute.
His lady friend.
His lady
that
friend.
That he was paying for at the time.
Right. So you have sex with. he wanted her to dress up like a stormtrooper. It was awesome.
Alright, that's weird.
It's kind of cool, though.
If he wanted her to dress like Princess Leia.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Makes kind of sense.
That's awesome.
Stormtroopers are dudes, last I checked.
Very true.
I mean, they all don't take their helmets off, unless it's Revenge of the Sith, which I hate. I hate that movie. You hear me, George Lucas? If you're out there listening, I don't like your third
movie. Or your second.
Or your second or your first. Just erase those. Please. Yeah. Stop the pain now.
Horrible.
As I was saying, they don't all take off their helmets.
Right.
I think they're all dudes.
Okay, but one of them could be a chick.
I think it's a...
And be a prostitute.
It's the,
I don't know, she wouldn't make a good Princess Leia. I'll tell you that.
No?
Right off the bat, she would not make it.
Who would?
And you know what was really funny? The helmet was kind of small.
Oh, no.
So she looked kind of big in a little tiny helmet.
Did her hair stick out?
No.
Good.
I don't think so.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, it was weird. Okay, anyway.
That's like the equivalent of, hey, I'm a really big, like, Green Bay Packers fan. Could you put on this Green Bay Packers uniform? Uniform, not just a jersey.
Okay, because a jersey could be kind of sexy.
That could be sexy.
You just wear a big jersey and no pants?
A big jersey.
That's cool.
Alright, but if you wore the full pads and the helmet.
Okay, no. You can't have sex with all that stuff on.
How do you have sex with a stormtrooper outfit?
That's true. Well, no, you could. I don't know.
None I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, you have the game. I'm borrowing it from my girlfriend. Zelda. The new Zelda DS game.
Phantom Hourglass.
How cool is this game?
I'm going to say it right now. Awesome game.
Yeah? The best DS game?
Ooh. Look at your eyes.
Yeah. I can't really say that it's the best DS game right now because I haven't beaten it. It could have the crappiest ending in the world.
Oh god, what would be the crappiest ending? Like the most hack ending?
It ends midway in the game. Like,
it says buy Phantom Hourglass 2?
Right, yeah, something like that.
Could be. Or I'm thinking this guy, the other guy in the game, the pirate guy.
Yeah.
Thinking he's Zelda. That would be pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Is it better than Mario Kart?
Better than Mario Kart.
DS.
No.
Then it's not the best DS game.
Yeah.
Like, I think Mario Kart is.
The most bang for your buck is the Mario Kart series.
It's your expression
for,
of the day.
Yeah, for the DS. Because you got multiplayer on that. And you do have multiplayer in Zelda, but I'm not going to say it. It's okay. It's just not as strong as, you know, Mario Kart multiplayer.
Well, we have some phone calls to debate this.
We do?
Right.
Who called them?
Check this out.
Okay.
Ben, Joe, this is your buddy Bill Bellamy. Listen, which is a better game? Mario Kart or Zelda Phantom Hourglass? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I got my friend code. I'm about to give it to you, all right? So you guys can play with me. And your listeners can play with me. Bill Bellamy, okay? First of all, my screen name is Big Billy Style. Second of all, here's my friend code. Ready? 8, 6, 9, 8, 5, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8, 8, 7, 8. Banjo, MTV's Bill Bellamy again. Sorry, I didn't realize you had a time limit on your voicemail there. I want to continue where I left off. 7, 8, 8, 7, 1, 7. All right, guys, check me out. Dope cheese.
Wow, Bill Bellamy.
I'm going to write that friend code down.
Yeah, I think I got a long friend code. I think he...
A lot of eights in it.
Yeah, and sevens.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm going to put this up. Putting the box art of Phantom Hourglass up right here so we can...
If you had to rate this game, I know you're not done with it. I'm actually a little further than you because I'm awesome.
I am right behind you.
Out of 5, what would you give it so far? I mean, you could change your voting once you're done with it. Like, if it does end midway and okay. Says buy the second one.
I'm going to give it room to move up.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 4. I was thinking 4.5.
Right.
But I'm going to give it a 4. I like all the touch controls.
Yeah.
I think they did a very nice job with that. I was afraid it was going to be very hack.
Right.
And I was like, how are you going to do the sword?
Right.
Worked out really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just, sometimes I can't see my character.
Yeah, your hand gets in the way.
Because your hand's in the way.
Yeah.
Also, I find in a dungeon, if I'm in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
I'll tend to look at the map only.
I
like,
do that
trying to get around the corner fast, away from one of those guards.
Uh-huh.
So that I don't like, because it's a waste of, like, graphics.
Right, yeah.
Graphics.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to agree with you. 4-2. 4 out of 5. I just, like, I don't know.
But it is an awesome Zelda game.
It's amazing.
And it's a sequel to, I think, both of our favorite Zelda games.
Wind Waker, yeah.
Wind Waker's. Not a lot of people say that.
I know, a lot of people don't like that, actually.
Call us up and tell us that you... Oh, Ocarina's so much better. Good, I dare you. Call me up. 718-304-7856.
Love that phone number.
Me too. So, if you call us up, you can say that. But
yeah.
I don't know if anyone's really going to defend Ocarina that much. What did I used to call it?
What do you mean?
Before I actually heard it pronounced Ocarina, I used to call it something else.
You did? I don't remember.
Like Ocarina or something.
I didn't know it was Deku. I thought it was Dookie.
The Dookie tree.
Yeah, the Dookie tree. Yeah, it's Deku.
The Deku. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of weird names.
It is. It's not English. It's weird.
It's like English and Japanese.
Right. Are you familiar, switching topics, are you familiar with Taizonde?
I am. Of Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. That guy?
I love that guy.
I think there's a better YouTube star.
I don't know.
I think there's a better YouTube star.
I don't know
there.
What you're talking about.
I found this man out researching. I needed sound effects for slide projectors. Don't ask me why. I typed.
Wow, you live an exciting life.
I typed in slide projectors in YouTube, thinking I could find some sound effects. Came across this video. This man is known on the web as the Cassette Master. His real name is Ricky Klein. He is amazing. He's a 16-year-old kid, collects cassette tape players. Okay? Vintaged cassette tape players. Okay? Goes to garage sales, steals them.
What?
Gets them any way he can.
I don't condone that.
He just collects them. He's a big collector. Okay? He makes these amazing videos of him just showing off his new cassette players, how cool they are, their functions. He does cool special effects using Movie Maker. I know how you love Movie Maker.
Oh my god.
And it's just awesome. We will link to his main YouTube page on our blogspot at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. You have to check this out. He has over 100 subscribers. And I am one of those people.
You're proud of that, aren't you?
I am. Now, don't you think cassette players are a weird thing to collect?
I do, because, like, here's my thing.
Right.
Record players?
Right.
That's, like, the first thing. It's vintage.
Right. I wouldn't collect them, though. I would collect records. I wouldn't collect a record player.
Yeah, but let's just, let's put the player
right,
in there.
Right. Okay.
If you were going to collect players, it'd probably be the thing that was, like,
the first,
the revolutionary thing. Even, I'll even throw you an 8-track.
Okay, yeah.
I might throw you one of those to collect, because those are kind of, like, retro and goofy.
Right.
Cassettes was, like, they were just barely holding the gap to CDs.
Right, yeah.
That's what they should be called.
True.
The, we're not good enough to be CDs yet, but right. You're not ready for CDs.
Right. That's true. Did you ever collect anything when you were a kid?
Yeah, for a long time.
Right.
And it's just most recently probably stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you my, I guess my feminine side here, because not so macho and manly.
Yeah.
I was collecting anything Disney.
Yeah.
Like, we'd go to Disney World, I'd take the napkins.
Really?
I had a popcorn box from Disney World that I ate popcorn out of.
Wow.
Yeah, I recently, when I was moving, decided, yeah, I'm going to take all this crap with me.
No.
So, some of that stuff is still in my house,
right.
Some of it's in the garbage.
Mm.
So, if you like napkins from Disney World,
right.
Check out the dump. Loaded.
Awesome.
What about you?
I actually collected baseball cards for a while, and I am not a huge sports fan. But what was funny...
If you know Ben, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What was weird was, like, I'd get the shit crappy baseball cards. Like, super crappy. Like, things that would, you know, come out the back of, like, a cereal box.
Right.
Like, you'd punch them out.
Yeah, I know those.
And I'd be, like, really cool about it. I'd take a shoe box, put all of them in there, pretend they were actual baseball cards.
Yeah, the crappy ones.
Yes. And,
You had, like, Kellogg's All-Stars.
Right. I did have Darryl Strawberry and Mookie Wilson, so, I mean, those are cool. But I'm sure they were off the back of a cereal box or whatever.
Is it like the ones where they don't get the license for the teams?
Right,
like they
right.
blur out the yeah. Logo of the team?
Love
those.
But what was really funny was when I lived in Queens, I used to do this. I used to collect them all. And the guys... Like, teenagers were living below me, and they said, oh, you collect baseball cards? I was like, yeah, and I showed them my crappy shoebox full of baseball cards, and they knew they were all crap, and they laughed at me.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I did collect baseball cards. I collected...
comics, right?
Comics, and, like, comic trading cards, like the superhero cards. Marvel, I think, had.
Oh,
me and Brian used to collect
those. I remember the superhero cards, but they had stats in the back.
Yeah.
The first one I ever got was, it came with a toy.
Oh,
it came
okay.
with Magneto.
Cool.
And that's where I realized Magneto was the best, because his card said it was. No. It gave wins and losses, so I thought, I was like, wow, I didn't know. Because I was never a comic book guy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow, I didn't know, you know, they had wins and losses. I thought they fought till, like, someone died.
Yeah. What about you? Any more collecting things?
I didn't necessarily on purpose collect McDonald's toys, but I think you have my box
right
now filled
right.
with McDonald's toys.
Yeah.
My favorite being the Nintendo ones.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers 3 came out, and they had a Happy Meal for it, and that was the best week of my life.
You're making noise with
it. Sorry, I'm making noise with the controller.
I remember the Tiny Toons for McDonald's toys. Do you remember that? Pinky and the Brain? It was pretty detailed toys.
I do. Like Brian had some of those.
Yeah, pretty detailed toys. I got pretty good with those. Anything else we got to talk about, or is that today's show?
I think today's show is coming to an end.
Yep.
We were going to do what we do at the end of every show.
Right.
A little rapid fire for you.
Yeah.
So explain what that is?
The rapid fire is a bunch of people called us, and it's usually, for some odd reason, these people all talk about the same thing.
Right. And miraculously, celebrities get our phone number.
Yeah, I know.
You saw, like, the guy we met at AOL.
Right, Steve
Bill
Gates.
Bill Bellamy, they had our phone number.
So they all what they do is they put it in their cell phones. They put it in their contacts as 718-304-7856, and they name it Snacks.
That is the cool way to name it.
Yeah.
I think we're in a lot of people's fave fives.
Oh, yeah, on those things?
Yeah, I think celebrities have us in their five.
Yeah, they've got a picture of us doing a little thumbs up, maybe.
Like from the wedding.
Yeah. Joe had his wedding on the moon.
Moon base.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Man, Joe, this is Wilford Brimley. I'll tell you my favorite movie. It's The Wedding Singer. Dope cheese.
Pulp Fiction, all my movies. I was in Mission Impossible. I played a fireman in that. I love Mary Poppins, especially when they sing those songs. Those are so great. Dope cheese.
Ben, Joe, Tommy Lasorda. Favorite movie is 16 Candles. Dope cheese.
Hey, Joe, Ben, this is He-Man coming from Castle Grayskull. I love that movie. Oh man, what is it? It's with Janine Garofalo, and she's a vet, and she's on the radio. My friend Skeletor, maybe he knows what movie that is.
We've got to get He-Man.
I mean, maybe he doesn't know what the name of the movie is. I think it's like Truth and Dogs, the truth about cats and dogs, something like that. Man, dope cheese.
Ooh, yeah, Ben, Joe, this is the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Yeah, here I'm calling you on the iHeart Snacks show, brother. Listen, favorite movie is The Notebook. Made me cry, brother. Nope, jeez.